Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, continuing on this Wednesday morning, 21st day of October. Letters to You, by the way, about to drop, I think tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
From Springsteen, for those of you that are so inclined. If you want to YouTube the, so two have already been released, Ghosts, I highly recommend it.
Yeah.
So if that's your bent, then you'll really enjoy it. Ghosts. Plural. Anyway, that's going on. This, of course, Murder Incorporated. This is the first live studio album with the E Street Band since Born to Run. They've done elements
of... How long ago was that?
Oh, my God. That was late 70s.
Shoot.
Wow. Yeah.
How good for them.
So, anyway.
And good for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Still making it. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, good for me is right.
New stuff. Good for you. Let that new stuff just wash over you.
Well, you need it every now and then, don't you?
Well,
like who's your, like for instance, so here's my deal. Here's my defense and then I'll go away. The fun thing about if you've got a band like the E Street Band, or an artist like Springsteen who invents, then reinvents himself, mm-hmm. tries so many different things along the line from solo to stadium rock to all the things that he's done, you're always going to have an opportunity over the course of, for me, the last 40-some years to hear new stuff from your guy. Mm-hmm. For so many people, when you have a band that you really, really like, and listen, I don't just listen to Bruce Springsteen all day, every day. I'm pretty eclectic, and I've got a wide range of likes, and that I listen to a lot. But anytime that Springsteen comes back and goes out with something or other, you always feel somewhat refreshed. There's a lot of people that have favorite bands that those bands aren't producing anymore.
Right.
You know
left,
what I mean?
You're left wanting more.
Yeah. Right, yeah. And it's like, you know, I mean, if I'm a fill-in-the-blank fan, when do I get to scratch that itch?
Yeah, yeah.
So
when Petty was alive, I feel like he was that way. You
no question. Very collaborate, similar.
Collaborate with this person, go solo, get back together with the band, get back in the studio, go back
right.
on the road. You know, you were at least not wanting more, and there's a handful of bands and solo artists that are like that, but not too many of them. But the fact that you got him and the E Street
right.
Band, that's you're pretty lucky. Hey, I wanted
to
ask you.
It is lucky. You're right.
I want to ask you a question, not in particular necessarily about the Cowboys mutiny going on right now, but in general. For those that hadn't heard, through the first about five games, Cowboys players behaved, I guess, for those that were healthy enough to play, and they've been riddled with injuries. Let's be clear about that. But
sure
NFL Network's Jane Slater got a couple of anonymous players to totally throw the coaching staff under the bus. And I won't get into the, I admit it, it's their fault, finger pointing that's going on, it looks like, with the Cowboy players, which, by the way, the star is a country club. And all that Jerry Jones cares right. about is putting butts in seats and making money. But that's a whole nother story. But Jane Slater got at least two unnamed players, I assume, to text her. Or maybe they talked to her. I don't know. But one saying, this is about the coaching staff, they don't teach. They don't have any sense of adjusting on the fly. They're totally unprepared. Another player told Slater that, quote, they just aren't good at their jobs, unquote. Now, we don't have to unpack what's wrong with the Cowboys because that's not the purpose of this exercise here. What I want to ask you is, after all these years, and I know for the most part you're a college guy, but you've covered some professional teams mm-hmm. and do now.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever yeah. been told, and you don't have to name names, by an individual that leaked something to you that basically reeked of disgruntlement and it's not my fault, it's this guy's fault? And how often did it happen?
No.
No? Okay.
No, I mean, no. Certainly not in – I'm trying to think of anything that would fit those lines, but certainly not in the NFL. And but, I mean, the Cowboys are awful right now, and they're awful because they're awful and because they're beaten up. They are injured. I mean, they don't have much of a chance right now when they go out, right?
They have a historically bad defense as far as giving up points. And
yes.
I could see the frustration, but six games in to implicate that Mike mm-hmm. McCarthy and his staff don't even know what they're doing and going to a reporter anonymously for the NFL Network when you're not even halfway through the season and you're in the worst division ever concocted and you're on top of it.
Sure.
Makes me wonder, and maybe I'm too naive, makes me wonder their motives. What would two unnamed players, and maybe they're scrubs, maybe they're practice squad players, maybe they don't even play, and that's their opinion from afar, or maybe they're just spoiled, rotten little brats that aren't playing with a damn and just want to point fingers and want to get their paychecks. I just wonder the
Who
motivation.
Knows, right?
Yeah, I just wonder the motivation there. Why well, here's you do that?
Well, here's my deal, and you can only go on so much, right? And I think that the first place that you have to go here is, all right, I'm looking at Mike McCarthy, and who is he and what has he done? Well, he's won 62% of his games coming to Dallas from Green Bay. Every coach is hired to be fired, but he did spend, what, 13 years in Green Bay?
Something like that.
Won a Super Bowl during that time, right?
Yep.
And won 62% of his games. So, and that's a fairly good sample size. So has he totally forgotten how to do this? Is he just kind of mailing it in for a paycheck? I find that hard to believe. I think that you've got a lot of issues that have kind of mixed to conspire against the Cowboys right now. And obviously losing Dak Prescott isn't helping things.
Oh, no.
At the end of the day, what are they? They're 2-4.
Yep.
And I think at last look, they're still leading the division, right?
Nobody else has won more than one. So, yes, they are in first place.
So I mean, yeah, I know it's the I know
and,
it's,
and that's empty calories, right? That's not
it
solace.
Is.
They're playing like crap, and they know it. And being in first place doesn't
they
really
do.
Matter, and it shouldn't. But
no,
here's my
well,
thing with the
except it gives you a carrot at the end of the stick because you're still in playoff contention. It's not like you're muttering like the Jets are right now,
right? Right.
And are you know 15-point underdogs and already 0-6, and I mean it's just a disaster. I mean, the Cowboys at least can salvage this season.
Well,
in some fashion.
Here's what Mike McCarthy has, and since we're getting particular with the Cowboys. Here's what he has in his chamber to fire off to these disgruntled players. Okay, if we're asking you to do stuff that you've not done before, I can understand your frustration. But it was our understanding that how we were doing things around here weren't working. And that's how come that head coach that was here about 4 years too long finally got jettisoned. And I'm here to try to change things.
Yeah.
And you don't like it? And you want to leak, you know, leak things to the press that we don't know what we're doing and we don't adjust on the fly? They have so many unbelievably high-priced players, and I know every team does, that are not producing. Chief among them, Ezekiel Elliott. He's fumbled five times. Jerry paid him so much money last year. And what has he done since, really?
Right.
And with Dak on the shelf, it would at least seem like, all right, we gotta lean on you a little more now, and we paid you for this. That's why we paid you all those dollars, for you to be our bell cow, and he fumbles twice. We talked about this all the time. Nobody fumbles once. He's fumbled five times.
No.
You know, and Jalen Smith has been a dog at times. They paid him a ton of money. Their offensive line is totally destroyed, so I won't get into that. And there was actually a pre-existing condition for that Frederick kid. And one of them retired, because he was basically scared for his health. But all the rest of them have gotten hurt since then. That place is a country club. And Mike McCarthy was hired to change things up, and now the players don't like it. Basically is what I'm getting from there.
I will say this. I will say this. And I've seen the Cowboys a few times this year. On Sunday night, on Sunday night, they looked about as disinterested in the process as you could possibly be. They got down early. There was no resistance. I think that Andy Dalton was trying like hell to light a fire. He had one pretty good conspirator with him in Dee Lamb, who I thought looked like he wanted a part of it. But Zeke from the start looked very disinterested. Early on, they got nothing from Amari Cooper, who kind of has a reputation for disappearing.
Michael Gallup dropped a touchdown pass.
Michael Gallup dropped a bunch. I mean,
What?
And then defensively, they're not very good.
No, they're not. And this is Andy Dalton's
team.
They're
just not good, period.
This is Andy Dalton's team. And he's not, to me, just your run-of-the-mill backup. He started forever in Cincinnati.
Right.
So, there's plenty of blame to go around. And those players, and this was the whole point of my question.
Well, Mike McCarthy better find, look, well, you know as well as anybody that that cancer in the locker room is worse than any opposition that you could face on a Sunday, because you're dealing with it continually and you're dealing with it every day, and it's contagious. It'll be very important.
You know what that team, just be important, that team reminds
I think,
me
of, for
reminds
them to me? Identify.
That team reminds me of the movie Heartbreak Ridge. The platoon that's got this that's got this superior that lets them do whatever they want. And here comes Tom Highway, played by Clint Eastwood, and he wants to whip them into shape. Yeah. And they're like, what's this guy doing?
What is this?
I'm not doing that. We're not going on a run. We're not going on a march. Where the previous regime just let them do whatever they wanted, and this guy wants to whip them into shape.
Well, yeah, I mean, the Cowboys have been satisfied with being perpetually average.
And we got rid of who we thought was the problem in the Clapper, and apparently he's not the problem. It's the culture there, and we've got players leaking stuff to the NFL Network, which was the impetus of my whole question to you to start with. So that sucks.
Yeah.
That's bad. That is not good. All right, let's move on to the Twitter question. It's brought to you by Cindio HRO. It is coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.